That's the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Take it. Stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
We're all going to have a really hearty time laughing ourselves to our doom.
Ian Hunter.
The shimmy. I just love the shimmy.
Mickey.
When we started this show today, didn't I say I couldn't handle stupid?
And Lazy E. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Live from our internet having studio, or I should say recorded from our internet having studio, finally out of the dark ages, and it feels so good. My name is Crisco, this is a freak accident, and of course with me are Lazy E.
Bonsoir.
Ian Hunter.
You look much more chipper tonight, I'll be very honest with you.
I'm very happy, I got a bright smile on my face, and Mickey is here too.
You are about as super excited as my beagle is.
I thought your beagle got the internet. I was like, that's cool.
No, Crisco did, though.
Oh, close enough.
I mean, fair enough. I don't even care. I don't care about your jokes and insults. I have internet. I have internet access. I finished watching Daredevil Season 2. Everything is awesome.
Wasn't it awesome, by the way?
It was fantastic. Oh, so worth having to wait 2 freaking months to see how it ended.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't worth 2 months because it was, 2 months of hell you had to go through.
Right. And obviously you have the internet, which means you could find us at afreakaccident.com.
Yes, that is our website. Head to that website. You will be able to find all sorts of information there. You'll be able to see pictures. You can read up about the show. The podcast section has every episode we've ever done, which you won't often find if you're using a podcatcher or you're on one of those download forums or whatever. Click connect on the menu bar and you will find links to us on social media. So you can come follow, interact. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to send the show an email, you'll hear us often parrot this around, freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's the quickest, most efficient way to get in touch with us besides just following us on social media, where we like to say this show continues because we're interacting with you all week, every week, not just, these 60 or so minutes when we're in your ear. And don't forget, subscribe on iTunes. We'll get automatically delivered to you each and every week. Leave us a good review. More good reviews help us climb the iTunes charts. The more popular we get, the more we can do, the more you'll benefit from that. And if you're an Android user, Google Play Music now has a podcast section as well. So thank you for downloading this program today. And we've got a great one planned for you. And I'm excited. I'm just all smiles. And you know what? The week started on a weird note for me, but I'm pretty happy about everything. Everything's going great.
This had to be the weirdest thing you've ever told me.
Yeah, I told Lazy E this story about how my week started. Talk about getting distracted at work. I spent 40 minutes today doing something, Monday. I spent 40 minutes doing something I never thought I would be doing at work in a radio station.
Does this have anything to do with your Facebook post?
It does, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
if you follow me on Facebook, you might know it had something to do with... It's chickens.
Oh, God. Ian, God. And I put them in the air, fuck, 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 fuck. So what happened with chickens?
All right, this... when I woke up Monday morning, yeah, I definitely didn't think, and I'm sure the people who were involved with this with me didn't think this is how you'd be spending your Monday afternoon. So the radio station is on kind of like a private road. There's nothing really up there. It's like in an office park.
True.
And the road goes up the top of the mountain, and it's just a dead end up there. There's like a cul-de-sac, and there's nothing. The first couple lots are sold, so there's office buildings, but then there's nothing for the rest of the stretch of the road. So it's a good place to walk, though, because, I mean, more or less, if you keep track of your steps or whatever, if you're one of those people with a Fitbit or something, it's exactly a mile.
No.
It's exactly a mile from the back door of the radio station to the top of the mountain and then back down following the sidewalk. So
I'm sure there were a few extra steps in there this day.
Oh, there were plenty of extra steps. So I'm walking up there. Now, granted, you get deer, you get fox, you get groundhog, bear, there's all sorts of animals out there. So I hear like a rustling in the woods. I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to see today? Is this going to be something interesting? It certainly was interesting because I glance over into the trees and there are chickens in the trees on the side of the road. 3 chickens. And I thought to myself, chickens are not indigenous to Pennsylvania. I don't even think there aren't any wild chickens in the world, are there?
No, Colonel Sanders, there is not any wild chickens in the world.
I was going to say, I'm like, these are definitely purely a domestic animal, kind of like sheep or cows. Like, there's no wild cows anymore, unless you want to count bison or something. You know what I'm saying? They're purely domestic. So I'm not sitting here thinking to myself, these chickens are migrating somewhere. Like, no, these are here for no reason. Now, that
you don't belong here.
Right, yeah. The three of you are here, you know, and they're, like, walking around, and they're, like, clucking, and, like, they're trying to, like, eat bugs and stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, this isn't my problem. And then I started to walk away. And then me, having, like, the bleeding heart that I do when it comes to animals, and especially defenseless animals, I turn around, walk back, and I'm looking at them. I'm going, y'all are gonna die out here. I thought to myself, it'd be funny if there was like a what?
They're gonna die anyways. Somebody's gonna eat them.
Well, you don't know that. People raise chickens just for the eggs. They do like free range chickens.
Did they turn to you and say cluck off?
That would have been funny.
Leave us alone.
I would have had an even more interesting story to say at that point. But I thought to myself, you know, a fox or a bobcat or something's gonna come and kill these birds, and I'm gonna be thinking about this now. About these birds dying up here, because it's a chicken. It doesn't have any survival instinct. Like, there's no chance that they're going to survive. Like, I thought to myself, it would be funny if they were, like, they breeded, and there was then a chicken colony on the side of the mountain where the radio station's located. But I thought, no, they're going to die, and I'm going to have to live with that for the rest of my life.
Well, you're right. They're kind of low on the pecking order.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
So what I did is I Googled animal control. I was like, I don't even know what number to call. And the Luzerne County SPCA came up. So I called them. I'm like, I don't even know if you guys are who I'm supposed to call. Like, but there's chickens in the woods. And I know probably somebody just left them here. More than likely, some idiot thought, oh, I'm gonna raise chickens. And then they realized either it's too much work or it's too expensive. So I guess I'll just go toss them into the woods.
Isn't the highway right off the back half there?
Kinda.
Maybe they fell off of a truck.
They got blown off of like a farm transport truck.
It actually happens fairly often.
Maybe that's what happened. I don't know, but it's so anyway. I called them like, okay, we'll be right up. So like, to their credit, they were up in 10 minutes. And then like, I watch it. It's a guy with a net and a girl in like scrubs, and they're chasing these chickens through the woods. They caught the first one pretty quick. They got him in the net, you know, and it's like freaking out. But it's like, all right, they got one. And I'm sitting there watching them, and you know, then the other two proved elusive. So I kind of started trying to help. Like, I was sort of moving up and down. I'm like, do you guys need help? And the guy's like, no, we can handle it. So, like, I kind of started moving up and down the road, sort of trying to box the birds in to help them out a little bit. And eventually, they got the second one. The last one, which I'm assuming was, like, the alpha chicken, whatever, was, like, really, really clever and spry, and it was like slipping out of everything.
He was the one that ruled them all.
Right. So I got directly involved. I jumped into the trees, and there I am walking around the trees with these two people, probably got poison ivy all over my legs, whatever, chasing these chickens around. I caught the last chicken with my bare hands like Rocky Balboa.
Look at you, farm boy.
I've never felt more accomplished. I held up the bird. I was like, yeah, I got him. It took 40 minutes to corral three chickens. I was sitting there, I'm thinking, man, you know what? I'm going home and I'm grilling chicken tonight, because I am going to enjoy eating your kind after the aggravation you've put me through today.
Oh. Was this before, during, or after work?
It was during. Because, like I said, I go on walks sometimes while I'm there. It's like, and I was just like, well, I mean, the work was pretty much, there wasn't anything to really do. We were just hanging around the office.
Well, there was, once you left.
Well, I'm sure.
Because I did it.
Sorry about that. I had other things to take care of, though. Like, well, you're rescuing three chickens from the dangers of the wild.
You're full of chicken ass.
Yeah. That was very exciting, though. It definitely gave me a great great story to tell about how I caught that last... It's funny, each one of us, me, the girl, and the guy, each caught one chicken. So I was like, all right, one for each of us then. Let's pluck these suckers and get them on the grill.
I don't believe any of the story. I bet he was taking a nap in his car while you were doing all the work.
All fabricated.
Now, somebody's got the monopoly on that in the building already.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't tap into the market.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, man. Very business-minded.
Capitalism.
So that's my chicken story. Listener, if you've got a funny story about something that...
I was going to say, do you have a chicken story? So I've got a pretty niche group.
Do you have a chicken story?
No, I was going to say, tell us what the weirdest thing was that distracted you at work. Or that disrupt the weirdest thing that has ever disrupted your workday. If it's something good, we'll definitely talk about it on the show. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Is there any weird stuff besides Mickey having a waterfall like crash through her ceiling a couple weeks ago? I'm sure that
this
disrupted.
Is true. Yeah, that was a big interruption.
Weird thing that disrupted workday? Either of you?
Oh, geez. I mean, besides my megacolon, I mean, that's weird.
It's peculiar.
It's broke toilets. That disrupted my day.
I don't think I've ever had anything out of the ordinary ruin my workday when it comes to strange stories. Usually
weird.
It's just YouTube and Netflix.
See, I've always had odd jobs, so there was always something weird about the job to begin with, so it didn't help.
Yeah. And even when you have a more or less normal job in a coffee shop, there's always excitement around the corner whenever Mickey's around.
And it doesn't matter which one I'm at either, because the other one, I end up with drunk people at my bar all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
With no shoes. The shoes are in the bathroom.
What?
Okay.
That's kind of that is disgusting.
No idea. No idea. Blech.
I hope that place stays clean.
They are. The cleaning ladies are there all the time. And then they come and get coffee.
Yeah, how's to say? You have to be at that point. If that's what you're dealing with. Listener, tell us your weird stories about stuff that has distracted or disrupted your workday again. That email's freaks@freakaccident.com. Now, we have a show to get into today. And we're going to start with a topic that nobody really wants to talk about, but it's kind of it's the biggest thing in the news. And that is the shooting in Orlando, which is going to... We were going to... do a thing this week. We teased it on last week's show. We were going to, because after Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice died, we were going to say, well, if we died, let's write our own obituaries and then we'll read them on the show next week. In light of the fact that a bunch of people just died in a terrorist attack, we thought it probably wasn't the best idea to make fun of us dying. So we've decided to push that to next week's show. We'll allow all of this to gestate and give people the chance to mourn and deal with their feelings. Then we'll do that next week. But we're going to talk about the shootings in Orlando briefly. We're going to recap some big news coming out of E3 because the Electronics Entertainment Expo was this past weekend and a lot of interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out, this year seemed like it was a gold mine of cool stuff.
Yeah.
We've got a story about an alligator that ate a kid in Florida. That just happened this morning, I think, was when that news broke. The most bizarre school science projects throughout the years. Ooh. Something tells me it's going to be Lazy E's grades 1 through 7. And we also have a story about when your kid sends an emoji, it might mean something that you're not aware of. Secret messages in the emojis. Yeah, we had the emoji Bible a couple weeks ago, and now we got this. We're the emoji show.
Yeah.
So, hashtag poop, or whatever, poop emoji.
Yeah.
It's a freak accident.
Follow a freak accident on Twitter, @AFreakAccident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
This past weekend was just not a good weekend at all. The news that came out of Orlando, Florida, what was that? Was that Saturday that happened? Saturday into Sunday? I think it was Saturday night. Yeah. The events of the shooting at the Orlando nightclub Pulse, in which a terrorist, which that's what he was a terrorist. He was working on... we don't know if he was necessarily working on behalf of ISIS yet, but he had, you know, pledged his allegiance to the ISIS flag, I guess, right before this. And his name was Omar Mir Sadiq Mateen, 29, of Fort Pierce, Florida. He walked into the place and he ended up gunning down 49 people in this bar. And of course...
so many more injured, too.
Yeah, there was like, I think it was... 100 overall, like between injured and dead, like 100. That's insane.
There were 300 people in the club at the time, too. I mean, think
so
about that.
So packed in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was obviously, you've seen the news, you know, you've seen the pictures, you've seen the, you know, you've heard the audio, you know, you've seen the Snapchat, which that kind of threw me for a loop. It's like, who thinks of signing on to and doing a Snap story at that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was just kind of like, okay. Thought, really, that's interesting. It's kind of like, I saw a story a couple months ago. People crashed their car. Their car flipped over and rolled down an embankment, and they're taking Snapchat pictures inside the car, like, LOL, bleeding out, somebody help.
Right.
The thing that I think hit me most is when I saw the pictures, I saw the names, and especially when I saw the ages.
Yeah.
There's an 18-year-old. There's 18-year-olds.
Well, sure.
They're just heading out of high school or into college, and they just went out for a night of fun, and now they're dead.
Sucks, man. It's terrorism too. Like, let's be honest. You know, there's a lot of people, and we've always kind of been the kind of people. At least Ian and I have. Ian, I'm sure you can, you know, relate. And Mickey, I'm sure you have solidarity with us too. When something like this happens, don't be that person that politicizes it immediately.
No.
Don't immediately jump to your political left
corners.
Or right. Yeah, your political corners and start hurling bombs at people on the other side. That's just not, you don't do that, especially after something like this where this many people died. And you don't virtue signal, like, you don't try and tell how, oh, other people don't deserve to be upset because of whatever reason. Don't make it about anything. You know what? And that's the other thing. And this is, the only people you can really blame for this is ISIS, because they're the ones that inspired this thing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where your hatred and your aggression should begin and end there.
Yeah, it wasn't a terroristic attack, but the nightclub in Rhode Island that burned down, that was 10 years ago. It was quite a while ago, but okay. I feel like this is the same, you know, emotional impact, you know, as far as people dying. And it wasn't the same political push, you know, that we're going back 10 years where people just kind of, you know, took it for what it was. They were understanding, and it wasn't anybody's fault. I mean, granted, this token, it's somebody's fault, but, you know, you kind of have to just, you know, let the families heal a little bit and, you know, try to just get through it.
Yeah, give the families time to mourn before you begin standing on the bodies of their deceased loved
right.
ones to make a political point.
That's not even how the weekend started, though. I mean, in Florida on early Saturday morning,
yeah, that's true,
this,
too.
There was a singer who was famous on The Voice. Her name is escaping me right now. Was shot point blank during an autograph signing. Yeah. So I remember talking about that on the air Saturday afternoon.
And this happened Saturday night.
Yeah, it's just it's
jam-packed weekend of violence.
You know, if you want to share something, make just a suggestion. The Anderson Cooper thing, probably one of the best tributes done on TV, where all he did is, during the whole show, read off every single person that passed away and what they did. And he
talked about who they were.
Yeah.
And he stole our bit because we were going to do that, Anderson!
Hey. He did it out of kindness.
Fine. But that was our idea, and we were going to do it, but he stole it. Yeah, Anderson Cooper stole our idea. Copyright infringement.
We're making a stance on the issue. Like we
said,
you should.
Fair enough.
So.
No, I'm angry that somebody stole our stuff.
Okay.
This isn't a political statement. This is a, hey, jerk, don't steal our bit. But no, I agree, though. That's probably the best thing that you could do in an instance. Like,
share the people's lives, not try to make a gun control out of an example out of it.
And you know what? If you want to have those conversations, I'm not saying don't have those conversations. Don't have them the same day that this happened, though. Give it a little bit of time to gestate. Let, for crying out loud, all the facts come out, because we're still learning things about this situation.
Yeah.
The guy who could, the terrorist who did it, his dad apparently is running for the president of Afghanistan.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
That's what he claims anyway. I mean, I don't, that's, oh, we've actually got audio here.
Yeah. Now investigators want to know what, if anything, the shooter's family knew. His father, Sadiq Matin, is host of a bizarre YouTube show aimed at his native country, Afghanistan, where he claims to be running for president. He says he visited his son hours before the massacre, but claims he knew nothing about plans for the massacre.
I wish I did know that what he was doing, if I did catch him, I would have arrested it myself.
He looks like Super Mario, though.
He does. He does.
The kid's dad does.
I don't know if I believe him, though.
I don't know if I do. Well, then we found out that the guy's wife had apparently known, too, and she allegedly tried to talk him out of it, but now she's an accomplice, because you're supposed to report things like that.
She's under investigation. The FBI is looking into her. They don't know if they're going to press charges or if they can.
Right.
But they are looking into that.
You know what, though? in the midst of a tragedy like this, there are always heroes that stand out, though. There are always people who really give you hope for humanity amid even something as awful as something like this. And that was why this guy, this hero, Joshua McGill.
He was there with his friends, and he just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
And this is him talking to Good Morning America.
Luckily, my roommates and I were near the back patio exit. We left once we heard the initial gunshots. That's when we ran in the parking lot to the safety zone that was set up as the perimeter from the police. During running through the parking lot, I did hear some gunshots again, and I jumped, and that's when I hid behind a car. And my roommates kept going, and I yelled for them to just, don't worry about me, I'm fine, I'll hide. Initially, when the gunshots got further away, that's when I kind of peeked around to make my run for it. That's when I actually found Rodney kind of limping around, and he was mumbling, he needs help. I went and grabbed him, brought him behind the car where I was. He told me he thinks he's been shot, so that's when I noticed he had been shot once in each arm. I took my shirt off, tied it around his first initial gunshot wound. I took his shirt off, tied it around his other arm where the other gunshot wound was. We proceeded to dodge and weave through the parking lot. That's when I noticed he had another gunshot wound on his upper back area. I just applied as much pressure as I could as we were walking him to the nearest officer that was on standby. The officer said, all I need to do is keep him conscious. And when you get into the patrol car, we're going to have you lay on your back, and you're going to have Rodney lay on top of you, and I want you to squeeze his back wound as tight as you can. That's when I learned his name. I was telling him my name, where I'm from, how old I am. I was asking him the same questions. I told him, you know, stick with me. You're going to be fine. I promise you everything's going to be okay. We're almost to the emergency department. I did, you know, however, tell him, you know, I'm not sure if you're religious or not, but we're going to say a quick prayer. And,
you prayed with him.
So I said a prayer for him.
You were incredible on every level, Joshua.
And there's like an example. You know, if you're going to look at anything in this situation, look at that guy.
Yeah.
And try and think about how you can be more like him.
Didn't run away from the situation.
There's video of him like carrying people out of the club.
Found a way to try to help.
Right.
I couldn't say I would do that. I don't know if I would in that situation. I couldn't put myself in that situation, but it's good that he did. Yeah. He saved that guy's life.
Yep. So there you go. There's your light in the darkness. I mean, overall, though, just a terrible thing. And I mean, from a freak accident, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are definitely with the victims and their families. Stay strong, guys. Now we're going to move on to something else. E3 was this past weekend. Give us a little bit of chance to perk up a little bit now that that's out of the way. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you see. But I still love technology, always and forever.
Oh, yeah. Get down with the beat. Yeah. E3 was this past weekend. The Electronics Entertainment Expo. It's always a big deal every single year for nerds and tech enthusiasts and video game fans.
I thought it was just a triplet of me.
You know, you used that joke last year, I think, too. I didn't like it then either.
It's going to continue every year.
It's actually the third sequel to the Lazy E autobiography.
Believe we said that one, too.
Maybe we did. Yeah, I don't know.
He's
anyway,
cubed.
So, Ian, you're a video gamer, right?
Moderately. I mean, I don't spend hours doing it, but I do partake.
Mickey, you play games? You ever play games?
I watch Murderer play games.
Oh, okay. So close enough, right?
Sure.
Listen, with these modern video games, it's not like watching Frogger. Like
This is true.
Nowadays, it's actually like an immersive experience where they're playing a game. You can actually really get into watching somebody play a video game.
Yeah,
now.
Well, I mean, I played Lara Croft Tomb Raider when that came out, and was on the computer.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Mickey's taking us back in time.
It's gotten so good. They have movie producers help write the stories.
This is true.
So now it's turning into a whole... Like, it's turning into a movie. You're playing a movie.
Yet somehow the movie versions of these games always end up sucking.
Not all of them.
Name one that hasn't.
I can't off the top of my head, but I don't think... I'll get back to you.
Okay, pal.
I just think about the big actors that are in these video games now.
Oh, yeah.
I think of Kevin Spacey in the Call of Duty game a couple of years ago, and I remember him being in it. I was like, wow.
There's one coming out. I think it was just announced at E3. Norman Reedus is going to be in it, who plays Daryl on The Walking Dead, and of course Saints too.
Yep.
You might know him from. So these are this is from USA Today. This was the top 10 biggest announcements so far. This was before the weekend was really over. The high-powered Xbox One apparently is real. They're boosting the performance capacity of the Xbox One, so we're going to get one that's a lot stronger, has a lot more visual effects capacity and audio capacity and all that stuff.
It's also going to broadcast games in the Ultra HD.
Which, I mean, at some point, the human eye stops being able to perceive how Ultra HD an Ultra HD image is, right? Like, how high definition can we see before we just go blind?
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching video games and playing video games and being like, I think I'm fake. Because it's looking more real than me.
You turn outside, you're like, man, these effects suck.
Yeah, the graphics are terrible out here.
The graphics of life are awful.
Yeah.
We got an update on some Star Wars games. I guess they're working on another Star Wars Battlefront game, which you can only hope it's not just multiplayer this time. Get a single-player campaign in there, man.
I'm not going to be surprised if they just go right back to the online-only. People hated it, but their rationale was, hey, it made money, so...
A lot of games are like that now, though, right? You have to have an internet connection to be able to play.
That's, I don't like
that. It's kind of garbage, especially for somebody like me who, you know, look at my last 2 months of my life and how much I hated that.
Murderer's playing the Tom Clancy game right now, and I guess there's a switch between playing with the online players, which is the Dark Zone, and then playing in, like, your own area, so, like, he can cross over into the online and have to deal with a whole bunch of other players, or he can stay in his own and just do, like, the programs that they have listed for him.
God, you don't know video games at all.
Nope.
The programs. The story.
No, not the story. The tasks.
Campaign?
Oh, okay, the tasks. Okay.
The God of War series is returning. This time it's going to incorporate elements of Norse mythology.
Hmm. Oh.
When do they get to Egyptian and Hindu and, you know, everything else?
That's how they're going to make money.
Give it time, my friend.
At some point, Kratos is going to fight Jesus, isn't he? That's probably what's going to happen down the line, I imagine. I mean, they're just not going to stop until they get to that point.
Speaking of that, I guess this came out not at E3, but I guess Mel Gibson is going to be making The Passion of the Christ 2.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe not that's the title, but they are going to make it.
The Passion of the Christ. The sequel? Returns? The Return of the King?
Just saying what I heard.
So, what else happened there?
We finally have a date for the PlayStation VR. That's PlayStation Virtual Reality. October 13th is going to be coming out. Ian seems very excited about that one.
I doubt I'll be able to afford it, but the idea is cool.
Sure.
And you could actually, the game that they put on presentation, Resident Evil 7, you could download it in the game store, the beta version, for free. And play. It won't be anything that's actually in the game, but it's to test it out.
A Resident Evil game in virtual reality. Yeah, guess what, man? The crap in your pants is real, though.
No.
Apparently, there's going to be Star Wars and Star Trek virtual reality games as well.
Oh, my God.
I will be buying this.
Here's the thing. If they get virtual reality to the point where you have to actually do all of your motions, like if they create one of those rigs where you're on like a treadmill kind of thing where you can move, actually, I am so going to be the greatest Jedi Master in history. I'm going to be like jumping off of furniture, spinning around, kicking my doors open.
How many people are going to have to buy new TVs after their fighting
games? That's what I mean. You're just asking for problems there.
Yeah.
There's about 4 virtual reality. The Xbox One is also going to slim down. There's going to be an S version, which is going to be nice and sleek.
Now we're moving back to the Xbox here.
This is the top 10 moments, like I said, from USA Today. Resident Evil, of course, we mentioned, is going... Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Incredibly creepy, provides proof horror games in virtual reality are going to be phenomenal. Spider-Man. There's going to be a Spider-Man game for PS4, which the Spider-Man games for PS2, was it, I think? Those were excellent games.
The last one they had, it may have been the last one they had, or they're talking about the idea for this one that they're going to make it like Batman Arkham, where it's just free roaming, kind of like GTA. You know, and I like that, where you don't actually follow the story. You kind of do your own thing for a little bit. That has lasting power with
basically,
the game.
Basically, you have a virtual recreation of New York City, Mickey, and you're Spider-Man. Go nuts.
Joy.
That sounds awesome to me. How could you not be excited about that? That sounds cool to you.
I like outside. I'm good. I don't need to sit in front of a TV.
With a virtual reality machine, everywhere's outside.
Yeah, you'll just feel like you're outside all the time.
At what point in this show do we get big enough where we actually get these devices to try out?
Never.
Yeah, this show, never. So Nintendo had a presentation as well. They announced
they're still around?
They announced that there's going to be a new next-gen system, which a lot of people thought they were going to introduce it.
Yeah.
Apparently, no. The Nintendo NX, they did give a couple hints about it, though, and they did mention that it's going to be launching globally March 2017. So you got less than a year to go before that. A lot of people seem to think it's going to get back a lot of people who were lost during the Wii and Wii U thing, because I never really liked the idea of the Wii, and the Wii U just seemed really dumb. A really, really large controller with a screen in it.
Yeah.
Kind of not interested. You know what I mean? It's just kind of weird. So maybe this thing will be interesting, though. But they did announce a new Legend of Zelda game, which everybody went crazy for because everybody loves Zelda.
That's kind of become the new excitement with Nintendo. It used to be Mario, and now it's like every time a Zelda game, it's like they're marquee now.
Yeah.
Their games, to be fair, their games are very intricate, and that's what people love.
You're right. I did also hear, this has all been video game stuff, I did also hear that, you know, there was apparently an Apple keynote thing that a lot of people just laughed at because they're like, here's our new device, and people are like, all right, the thing that Android did 2 years ago already. So, hey, great job, guys.
The great news about Apple is that if you have an iPhone, I guess with a new update, you're going to be able to delete all the crap on your phone. That, you know, there's already pre-recorded apps, so you can get rid of them.
Siri, delete yourself.
So the best thing about Apple is deleting what they gave you. That's good.
Great news.
You mean what Android already allows you to do?
Yes.
Yes, this is all very true.
Again, for years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Apple's been playing catch-up since Steve Jobs died. I don't think that's a coincidence. He was the driving force behind that company. It didn't work the first time he left. It's not going to work now. I've been saying it.
He can't come back this time. Or can he?
E3 2017 is going to be interesting. That's our report on E3. Buy yourself some technology, or just be Mickey and stare at the grass forever.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Mickey, are you ready? Are you ready, Mickey?
Yes!
Alligator! Alligator!
I hate alligator. You all!
Alligator!
Alligator!
Alligator! Can be your friend, can be your friend, can be your friend too!
Not really, he'll eat you.
No, yeah.
Alligator not gonna wanna be your friend. Alligator gonna wanna be your, dinner, or you're going to want to be his dinner, yeah, something like that.
No.
This story coming out of Walt Disney World Resorts in Florida, in Orlando. Dude, what is it with Orlando? Orlando has not had a good week.
And you know, it's funny. You never, at least I don't see it much, happening in the resort of Disney. You don't normally hear bad stories like this.
No, because, well, the thing is Disney has a penchant for buttoning their stuff up. Yeah, if something happens... I've heard rumors over the years of incidents occurring on resort that they have moved off resort just so that the news doesn't report that it happened at or on their property.
Ha ha, didn't happen here.
That's exactly, yeah. This one, though, this caught on so quick, this story. I don't think there was any burying this. And it really is a sad story. Yeah. I mean, a two-year-old kid was... basically eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, he was pulled off away from his parents.
And after his father tried to struggle to get the kid out of the alligator's mouth and was unsuccessful, he got like a bunch of lacerations on his arm too, but they actually recovered the body of the kid just recently, according to this, 17 hours after the reptile snatched the boy. Now, the kid was, interestingly, he was discovered intact. I did not see that coming at all.
No.
That's what I thought when they were saying this morning, when I saw that on the news, that they were like, oh, a search is underway. I'm like, I hope you're searching for the gator and not the kid, because you're not going to find anything intact. So I'm shocked that they did find it.
I'm wondering if when it pulled the kid under, it got freaked out because of all the noise, all the screaming.
Maybe
that it left the kid who drowned.
It could have. I don't really know. They said it, they did say that this is interesting because alligators don't normally go after people. It's a peculiar situation.
The kid was in the water, though. So.
Yeah, I mean that was the thing. The kid was like splashing around, I guess, in the lake. I mean, a lot of people are giving the parents flack. I mean, I think at this point, kind of the other thing too. Like, listen, they just lost their kid. Let them go.
Yeah, it happened.
But apparently, there were plenty of signs that said no swimming around the lake, and they were still in the water. So it's kind of like, well, you probably shouldn't have been there. I mean, that doesn't make it any less tragic, but...
Were there signs that said that there were, like, possible alligators within the water or just no swimming?
I mean, it said no swimming. I'm not sure. It doesn't specify, at least in this news article, that there were signs warning of alligators. But here's the other thing, too, though. In Florida, you ever been to Florida?
No, not at all. Never been to Florida.
Gators are everywhere down there. They get all over the place. That was why when I first heard this, I honestly thought, because you know how they have the zoo down there, Disney's Animal Kingdom or something like that, where they have... I thought this was another zoo incident. Like, the kid somehow got eaten by an alligator who had snuck out of its enclosure or something like that. No, these were just wild gators that happened to wander into this lagoon amid the resort. Because, again, in Florida, alligators are all over the place.
Except for when we want to see them.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, the plot twist is that Gorilla is actually still alive, and now he's working with other animals to steal children.
Yeah.
I don't even have words.
I imagine his Rolodex is probably exclusive to animals in zoos, so he probably didn't know this gator. Can't really blame it on him.
Moving on!
Yep.
Come on.
Nope.
But apparently, did you know that, like, people, like, human beings generally don't taste good to animals?
For all the crap that we eat, I am not shocked.
Yeah, we don't, generally speaking. That's why it's so unusual that the gator went after the kid, but they're saying it's likely because it was in the water, and the gator was probably underwater. He probably thought it was, like, a raccoon or something, or a dog.
Well, we could test if people taste bad. Mickey, give me your arm. Give me it.
An animal.
I was going to say, let's drive to Florida and toss Ian in a lake and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Yeah. At this point, you probably don't want to go anywhere warm with that sunburn that you got,
too. Yeah, I have a pretty serious sunburn.
I was going to point that out at the beginning of the show, that he is like a cherry over there with how badly you're burned. No. But
hey, at least I'm no longer the palest guy in this room.
That's true. That'd be me.
Yes.
Proud of it, too. Yeah. Translucent. But anyway, yeah, this is the alligator. You know, he killed the kid. He ate the kid. Listen, you got to be careful. You don't go into the water in Florida. Just don't.
Especially when it says no swimming.
Right, yeah. Don't
do it.
Don't do that. Disney. I mean, and then they euthanized 5 gators in the lagoon.
Oh, my God. All of them?
Then they just went around. I'm picturing, like, Mickey. Not you, Mickey Mouse, with a shotgun, just wasting gators in the lagoon. Like, this will teach you from giving me bad press, huh?
Be like that scene in the movie Predator. He's just out there just mowing down everything.
Yeah. Like Jesse Ventura with a minigun.
I'm picturing Star Wars, you know. I killed them all. The men, the women, the children. I hate sand.
And I hate gators. Get out of my lagoon.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Blinded me with science.
Yeah. Science. Everybody loves science, right?
Science.
Yes. I think maybe I was in one science fair.
Science.
In my entire life.
Really?
I don't think I really cared.
Yeah.
I did it at home. I had a lot of science kits at home, like those ones you got for Christmas or something like that, or losers like me
you
got
made
for
illegal
Christmas.
You made illegal fireworks, didn't you?
Me and my dad used to do that.
Science!
That's science. You're mixing chemicals, blowing it up, same thing.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
That was what every kid wanted to do. You wanted to mix the chemicals and get it to explode.
Okay, yeah. Of course.
That was your ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Something that could kill somebody. That's what you wanted to make in your science experiment kit.
It was in fourth grade, and I did some sort of experiment on sinking boats, and I can't remember what I did or how I did it. I just remember taking pictures of these plastic boats sinking.
One of my favorite moments was when my grandparents bought me a microscope for Christmas.
Oh, those were the best when you were younger?
Yeah.
You just put your finger under there and you're like, yeah.
So you could actually, like, I even pricked myself to get, like, a drop of blood on one of the things. Yeah. So I could look at, like, I could look inside my blood and see if there's anything crawling around in there.
Was there?
No comment. But this is a story from About.com. About what?
About.com.
Well, in this case, it's about entertainment. These are some of the most bizarre science projects in school from over the years. I guess they've recorded or compiled a bunch of records of weird stuff that's happened in schools. Mickey, you grew up in Boston.
Yep.
How many weird, like, witch-related stuff was there in, like, science fairs in your school?
Not a lot, surprisingly, and I was in a lot of science fairs. Okay. I got first place in quite a few of them, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was one of the things that you got first place in?
Archimedes screw.
Oh.
I did a whole... Yeah, that was, I think,
hey,
grade.
We're a family show. Come on!
But... I think there was a lot on, like, bacteria. I remember that was a big thing. But weird, like...
Bizarre
witchy
stuff.
Bizarre stuff I don't remember seeing, but I was also stuck at my station the whole time explaining mine, so I never really got a chance to, like, check out the rest of what was going on.
I would think with the proximity to Salem, there was a lot of stuff like, we're gonna see if a human body, you know, actually does burn like those witches at the Salem witch trial.
No.
Maybe they
That's
didn't
murder.
Allow that because, you know, we tried to, you know, keep away from those conversations.
So you did an Archimedes screw. What else did you do? What else did you get first place in?
There was a... I remember building a Kinex rocket ship. I don't remember what the whole thing was on.
Who knew Mickey was this smart?
No one.
Scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to look at you the same way twice now. She's just sneaking around here.
Don't
she
worry,
plays,
I'm still dumb. Don't worry about it.
She plays dumb, and then she's plotting against us. I'm telling you right now. This is all a scheme.
Yes.
This whole thing. So anyway, these projects. This kid, Robert McDavid, he got permission from his school. This had never happened today, to do a heart transplant at his science fair.
Okay.
The looks across this room were like, what?
Yeah.
Who the hell was the volunteer?
A rabbit, apparently.
Oh,
he did it between two rabbits.
I would think. I mean, we allow kids to do like the frog incisions and stuff. So,
right.
I mean, I guess that's not too far-fetched. I mean, maybe nowadays it is, but meh.
I thought it was a human for a second. I'm like, that's kind of awesome.
Come on.
Of course, yeah, you thought that. That's everybody's initial reaction.
Yeah.
But no, it was rabbits. So he did. Apparently, he did it live, though. Like, he did the incision and actually did it. And then, like, he saw how long the second rabbit was kept alive on the first rabbit's heart. It's like, That's pretty in depth.
Yeah, I'm sure PETA would love that today.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you'd never be able to pull off something like that today. Never in a million years.
No.
Is he a surgeon now?
I don't know. He's probably dead because that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
He worked at Walmart.
In 1958, Diana McGee, a 16-year-old sophomore at Salina High School, wanted to do something unusual for her biology project. So she took advice of a local veterinarian who proposed that she make a hamster an alcoholic, then cure it of the disease.
Wow. I don't know where to start.
She named the hamster Alky.
That's terrible.
She couldn't name him Coors.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Right.
Man. Who knew Mickey was that witty? No one.
I'm telling you, it's all a plot. It's a nefarious plot.
This is one science project that I wish he used a human for, because that would be hysterical.
The last one, he was terrified that it could have been a human. This time, he's insulted it wasn't a human.
Good to all the people who suffer from alcoholism, Ian.
Jeez.
We're going to solve it with science.
That's not solving it. Yeah. I'm guessing it didn't work.
apparently, the hamster got drunk once and then refused to drink any more alcohol after that.
Never again.
Never again.
Oh, we've all been there.
Did the L7 by the toilet.
I feel you, Alky. Yeah, yeah. Oh. We've all prayed to the porcelain god at one point in our lives.
Hey, how do you get a rodent to stop being alcoholic? You stop giving it alcohol.
Yeah.
That's a pretty easy one.
Let's see. The theme at the 1989 science fair at Pi Beta Phil Elementary School in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, was life science. So 7th grader Carrie Walker's exhibit was definitively on theme, perhaps a little bit too much morbidly on theme. In her exhibit, she carefully lined up 10 jars containing human fetuses floating in a preserved solution.
Oh, okay. No, kick her out of school. She goes to jail. I don't care.
How did she get them?
I don't want to know.
Oh, she got them from her uncle, who was a pathologist.
Okay. You need to say his job title, not just he got him from his uncle.
I followed it up with that. I didn't get weird with it.
There was too much of a pause. He got him from his uncle.
A pathologist.
Okay. Oh, thank God. I mean, still bad, but
Ian,
wow.
Are you happy this one was a human?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
God, man.
Oh, she was awarded a blue ribbon, though.
Nice.
What year was that?
I don't know.
89. 89?
Well, they still do something like this. They have a bodies exhibit that happens all over the country. You've never heard of this?
89? This happened in 89 and nobody questioned anything?
The bodies exhibit is like dead bodies. Like, there's these cadavers arranged in interesting... Yeah.
They donate themselves to that before they're dead.
True.
That... No! No.
Well, they have, you know, unfortunately, the small fetuses there, too. They're donated still.
But, man, 89? That was too recent. I thought it was going to be a lot. Oh, my God. Next one.
You don't go to a lot of museums, do you, E?
I don't want to think about that.
Okay.
Next one.
Okay, so this one, Brewster the Rooster.
Yeah.
I guess he was a rooster.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Was the only one of his siblings that survived an attack by a possum. So a 14-year-old Kathy O'Kane took pity on him and asked her mother if she could adopt him. The mother didn't want to keep the rooster in the house, so the girl said, all right, we'll compromise. I'll keep him inside a 5-gallon glass jug and record his daily activities as a science project.
Kids are sick!
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cruel.
That's not kind of cruel. Is cruel.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to see what happened after this.
Congratulations on surviving the deadly attack. Now let's just put you in a little bottle.
Oh, yeah. Apparently he started waking them every morning with crowing, the family. So they decided it was time to free him from the jug. They de-jugged him, and there was a crowd of 50 people around, including him. Apparently when they got him out there, he stood there for a little while in amazement, then ruffled his feathers, clucked, and began strutting around. Apparently no worse for wear after his confinement. So he was fine.
All right.
Wow.
Freedom!
I don't know what that proves. You could stand being in a cage for a really, really long time. Is that the lesson learned here? I don't know.
And not go cuckoo.
How long was it in... Nice. How long was it confined, did it say?
I skipped past it already. Okay. The next one is, in 2006, a high school junior in Walled Lake, Michigan, found a recipe online for how to make TNT.
Awesome.
Dynamite.
Dynamite!
Naturally, he decided that it would be a fun science project to prepare a batch. He presented the idea to the teacher of his advanced placement chemistry course. The teacher laughed off the suggestion, assuming it was a joke. A few days later, the teacher realized that not only was the student not joking, but he had proceeded with his plan using chemicals from the science lab.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they had to call in the bomb squad, who arrived on scene and confiscated the TNT. But apparently, where they took it, they actually did a controlled explosion, and apparently it was a huge explosion. So,
why do kids know how to do this?
See, that wasn't really a science project. That was just a kid who went AWOL and decided to, you know, create an explosive without anybody's permission.
We teach them how to do this. This is why they do this.
The internet. That's what I'm going to blame.
This was probably before the internet.
2006.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the rooster was in the jug for... I had to go back and look because I was curious. He was in there for 3 months.
Wow. My God.
Wow. 3 months. That's,
wow. Ian couldn't stay inside his own bedroom for a couple hours after being trapped behind a door.
No, I would have gone certifiably insane.
Certifiably.
You would think after September 11th, though, 2006, not that far removed, that this kid would have thought better than to say, I'm going to make TNT for my science project.
Yeah, and Columbine and everything else.
Yeah, and all the things that were going on. You would think this kid had the foresight, but
and the teacher
not.
Just laughed it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Here you go. Now, this is the last one. No list of young mad scientists would be complete without David Hahn and Taylor Wilson, who, independent of each other, pursued what is perhaps the ultimate mad science goal.
Ooh.
They both separately, independently, built their own personal nuclear reactor.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's fantastic.
Where did you get the uranium from?
Urania?
The Libyans!
It's an easy one. The internet.
Yeah. The radioactive Boy Scout paved the way in 1994. David Hahn, at the age of 17, began collecting radioactive material from various household products, such as smoke detectors, with the plan of constructing a small nuclear reactor in a shed on his mother's property. The police became aware of his activities and shut him down long before his reactor could reach critical mass. Because of the potentially dangerous levels of radiation, the shed in which he had worked was dismantled and buried in Utah. Why didn't they just pour concrete over it, like Chernobyl?
This is a story from the Big Bang Theory, too. Sheldon tried to build a nuclear reactor when he was 5.
Maybe that's what they got the inspiration from, was one of these stories.
I bet that's probably, because it's very similar.
A decade later, 12-year-old Taylor Wilson learned what the first kid had attempted and decided he could succeed where Hahn had failed. But unlike Hahn, he didn't keep his plan secret and actually gained the support first from his parents and then of researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno, who offered him laboratory space to conduct his research. As a result, by the age of 14, Wilson had become the youngest person ever to produce nuclear fusion. What?
Wow.
Fusion?
Really?
Wow.
That's not possible. There's no way he... Fusion? No. He did not produce fusion. He also scooped up numerous awards... Blah blah. 21. He continues to be a rising star on the website. No, there's no way he didn't produce fusion. Fission, they probably meant. It had to be fission because fission is the common nuclear reaction, which is splitting an atom. Fusion is actually getting two atoms to fuse and create a new element. That's what happens in stars. This kid did not create a star in a laboratory.
Do you think he also gained a third arm?
He's the Hulk now.
Yeah.
The Marvel movies are based on a true story.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about what I was doing at this kid's age.
At 12? Yeah, I was digging crap up out of the ground and playing video games all day.
Yeah, that pretty much describes what I was doing.
You
yeah.
didn't dig holes in the ground as a kid?
I don't think so.
She's a girl, dude.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, I was not a normal, no.
I knew you weren't normal.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
No, I was probably putting my foot in the ground playing sports, but, you know, digging a hole, no.
I don't know.
Were you insinuating I didn't play sports in my backyard? That's what I thought you said.
Wow. Fight. Got heated in here.
Yeah.
So what was there's these kids are obviously way smarter than any of us then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except maybe Mickey, because now we know Mickey is a super intellect and she's just toying with us until she figures out what to do with us.
Or she's some sort of Rain Man.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
If your texts are based on race, there's two types of Asian face. It makes sense to wonder why there still isn't a black guy. Don't be too upset with
it's
that.
Pretty catchy.
We still have nine types of cat. There's two kinds of lesbians and the Shining's evil twins.
That's Adam Grabowski with the emoji song, because we're talking about emojis again.
Joy.
Yeah, you know, we've mentioned this kind of in that last talk, which was the Emoji Bible a couple episodes ago. You can go back, podcast.freakaccident.com, find that episode, listen to that segment. It was pretty amusing.
Pretty funny.
Gold. I mentioned in there how emojis now have kind of become their own language. I always thought this was dumb, because you're using hieroglyphics. Just use words. It takes three times as long to find all of the individual emojis that you need to convey your idea when you could have just said, want to go for pizza after work? No, now you got to find the pizza symbol, the guy at work symbol, like leaving work, the running symbol, whatever. Like just ask them the question.
Nah, man, it's hieroglyphics is old school. That's cool. That's what you got to do. Come on.
So you're up on the emoji lingo then, is what you're
Absolutely
saying.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say.
I wouldn't know the first thing. I hardly know how to put an emoji in my text.
And if you know where all the emojis are, it can't be that hard. It's like typing on the keyboard for them.
Do you know how many there are, though?
A lot.
That's what I mean. I could definitely go faster typing words than you could putting your stupid emojis in to convey your idea properly.
You might want to test that theory with these millennials.
I challenge any millennial who wants to go up against me in this. Freaksinafreakaccident.com. You're going down, son or daughter. You're going down. Are you not entertained?
I know we haven't done this in a while. Can we step out in the hallway real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you guys just stay here. Lazy.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. Hey, Crisco.
Yo.
You might not want to say you're going to text the millennials because they're underage. So, just saying.
Fair point.
We'll keep it off the record.
I guess I should return those children's albums that I bought a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, Kids Bop, a little too old.
That was your advice. I hate your advice.
One Direction is awesome.
All right, let's get back in there and finish the show.
Hang on. Love you.
I love you too, man.
Okay, cool.
And that's how I got the pus to stop coming out of my foot.
Ooh.
You're disgusting.
Hey, you wanted to hear a story.
We'll hear more about Ian's vacation next week, I'm sure. Anyhow, there is an entire hidden language in amongst emojis now as well. Not only is the face value meaning of, like, the pizza emoji pizza, but apparently for a lot of these things, they have double meanings.
Ooh.
Things that parents aren't aware of, and KDVR Fox 31 Denver wants you to know what it is.
My favorite news station.
They've got the story about what some of these emoji combinations could mean. So if a parent comes across, I guess, a conversation where somebody's threatening to kill somebody using modern hieroglyphics, they could, you know, maybe report it or something.
How about we just don't give kids cell phones?
That's a great idea. When did you get your first cell phone? How old were you? I was like 16, I think, because I had it so that I could, if I was driving, that I could call if something went wrong.
Yeah, I think 15 or 16. Well, because I had a job at 14, so it had to have been a couple years after, because I was at work a lot after school. Yeah, actually, so it was...
You know what? For me, it was before that too. It was when I started wrestling, so I was like 14.
I remember having the crappy little flip phone and the little, you know, trying to text.
Yeah.
And then I'd break it, and yeah, that was fun.
I used to have it so that when the bus would get back after the meet, I could call my parents and tell them to come get me.
So I need to break this code.
All right. So some of these codes here they are. Some of them are threatening. A frog can mean that you're ugly.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Not Prince Charming, huh?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, listen, you kid, you've never read that story, I guess. The Princess and the Frog or whatever.
I've gotten the frog before.
See, that story was about people like Ian, you know, who started off like a total dweeb, and he evolved into a pretty handsome dude.
Oh,
that's
thank
a
you.
Swan.
Well, it's kind of
Did
same
you
thing,
ever
right?
read The Princess and the Frog?
Well, yeah, he turns into a prince. They don't say what kind of prince.
He turns into awesome, and obviously I am the embodiment of that.
Yeah, right.
Jerk.
Sure.
So this is a hot for teacher, found the frog, kissed him, and look, he became a handsome prince over here.
Sure.
Don't pose. Don't pose. The posing was one step too far, okay?
Yeah.
A cute image of a dog, you know, the little dog
yeah,
emoji.
That's nice.
That could mean biatch.
The look on your face sold it, man.
Yeah, now that one makes sense, though.
Yeah,
that one could make sense.
Female dog, classic name for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Biatch.
That one at least makes sense.
Well, what are some more of these?
Well, I did put a little urban steak on it, you know. But you know what word I'm really talking about here. The smiling pile of poop is another profanity. That one's obvious.
Well,
we know what
Come
that
on.
Means.
Yeah.
Yeah, you piece of poop emoji, you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Strung together, a running man and a bowling ball means I'm going to hit you. Wouldn't you put
what?
Like? Wouldn't you put the fist? You know, and maybe like the explosion symbol, like implying pow. You know, like comic book pow, whap, bam.
Yeah, I get where you're going
kicking.
With that, Crisco.
Thank you, Mickey. I don't need your sarcasm, okay? That's not helping anything in this conversation.
Is there an emoji for sarcasm?
I'm sure there probably is at some point, you frog.
By time somebody texts that, I can hit him in the face.
Yeah.
It's too late. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's see. Scissors mean I'm going to cut you.
Why are they so mean? Why are millennials have such angst?
I know. They're always trying to get into fights. I don't remember fighting with people when I was a kid.
No.
Getting in a fight was generally something you didn't want to do when I was growing up.
It's all about passive-aggressive crap now.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they're not actually fighting.
No, they're fighting.
They really want to, but they really don't want to.
Although the issues we had in high school were the bullies. That's what we had to deal with.
Instant messenger bullies.
Mm-hmm.
The first online trolls. Let's see. A knife, a certain face, and a shower equals psycho.
That's
funny.
You see, I like that one because there's creativity to it.
Sure.
That makes sense.
A skull with a right arrow and a fire means die in a fire.
Why would you text that?
I don't get it. or like I said, just say, hey, die in a fire. Just tell them with your words.
Make it shorter. Die.
A pig can mean, well, a police officer. We kind of knew that.
Or if you're, I mean, if you're a bigger kid, it could mean fatsy.
Well, listen
fatsy.
To
fatsy.
Fatsy.
Fatsy. Fatsy, fatso.
Fatty?
Whatever one you want to use.
Listen to the meanie pants over here coming up with new meanings for the emojis.
I'm just saying some of these have been thrown my way.
Hey,
so.
A flower means drugs.
Yay!
What? What? What?
The symbol for a restroom can mean woman crush? Why?
I'm going to poop?
Mickey.
Mickey, no. We broke her.
How can footprints mean beer? There's a beer emoji!
Well, because they're trying to keep it away from their parents. Oh, so it right, has to be like an offset.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, walk to the store and get me beer.
It's like on the QT, kind of. Yeah, they're trying to talk secret-like.
I'm a QT. I'm beautiful. Christina Aguilera told me.
You're a frog?
No, she told me I'm beautiful.
Oh, wait. We know about, like, suggestive content when it comes to certain fruits, right?
Yeah, eggplant.
Like the eggplant. Yeah, the eggplant means a particular element of the male anatomy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the peach, right? Isn't it the peach?
Yeah, no, I know what that means.
Means the booty?
Oh.
Right? Doesn't it?
No, that means...
Wouldn't an apple mean the booty?
No, yeah. Peach...
Listen, I'm not a millennial. Okay?
No, this is from the 90s. Presence of the United States of America. They had a song about it.
Peaches.
Yeah. You don't know what that was about?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, here he is.
I totally forgot about that song.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that's actually a 90s reference. Yeah. So, all right.
Anyways.
Just use words.
Yeah.
It's so easy to use words. We don't do this podcast using emojis.
We could.
Maybe we should start.
No, because I will be so much more confused.
Listen,
Please,
right now our target demo is like 18 to 40, so we can definitely dial it back and hit that millennial crowd with some emoji action.
I quit.
No, you're not allowed. That's in your contract. You're stuck here. You know that.
And you foot emoji out. Come on.
So you need beer?
Oh, yeah, wait. That means beer now.
See, you're screwing everything up now.
All right, wait. If you divide foot emoji by pie emoji, what do you get?
You're thinking about this logically. Stop doing that.
So if I divide by
is there
by
a noose
face,
emoji? Because that's what I'm feeling right now. Mickey, tell the listener what they need to do in order to keep up with the show while Lazy E racks his brain for some meaning in his life.
You can find us at afreakaccident.com. You can go to our webpage and click the Connect tab on the menu bar.
Connect button on the menu bar.
Connect button on the menu bar.
So you go to the Connect button, and what's in there? Social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Find us on social media. Follow along. Interact during the week. Also, feel free to send us an email. We asked you a couple questions tonight.
Freaks at afreakaccident.com.
That's correct. And don't forget, where can you find us to subscribe?
iTunes.
Yes. Subscribe, leave a good review, help us climb the charts. And if you're on Android, find us on Google Play Music.
What was Burger?
Can they leave us a review on there, too?
I don't know. I don't think the review. There's any reviews for Google Play Music.
Well, it's no fun.
Footsteps. I don't get it.
I can't hold it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lazy.
So yeah, so find us in all those places. Find us on social media. Send us an email. Visit the website.
With a friend.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this week's episode. Have you figured this out yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Next week.
Next week on the show, Lazy E will have that figured out. Also, next week on the show, we will be reading our own obituaries. You may be reading my actual obituary, because after the end of this, I may decide to just end everything.
Smile emoji.
We also have a pretty big interview on the show next week. Trish Stratus, WWE Hall of Famer, fitness model, and actress. She's in a new movie that is out on Blu-ray and DVD, and we're going to be interviewing her about all that, so that'll be on the show next week. And also, apparently, Ian has brought back some knowledge, 10 stupid things Ian learned on vacation.
And they are stupid, I can promise you all of that.
Lazy E's emojis, everything's next week. I don't want to make it seem like you listening to this episode was a complete waste of your time, but it was a waste of your time. Come back next week for the real show. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
My name's Lazy E, or right eye emoji to the left.
All right.
I'm Ian Hunter.
He forgot for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
some things in life are a given
until there's a free car emoji hitting the wall.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.